and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmuller, and you know what? No, this is not Memorex. No, this is not a sit-in guy for this program. It's actually me. That's right, host of the National Intel, John Stadtmuller, and I'm back in the saddle again. It's the first day of August, folks, 2005, and we're back on the job. By the way, I want to thank all the hosts that filled in for me for the last month. Just an outstanding job, guys. I appreciate what you've done. It's just been the support, ladies and gentlemen, from our talk show hosts to this network is worth its weight in gold. It really is. And my heartfelt thanks to Chris Gerner and everybody that filled in for me during my absence. I appreciate that so much, because we don't have the luxury in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can't pick our family, but we can pick our friends and our associates, and we are associated with some of the best people out there on the planet. And you have the luxury, ladies and gentlemen, of hearing these people every single day, Monday through Friday. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice feeling to have your back covered in case you go down, and that's temporary. And it's just so nice. I appreciate that very, very much. Today's program, I don't have any scheduled guests. I have scheduled guests for Tuesday and Wednesday. Gentleman coming on Wednesday is an author of he's pretty prolific, 47 books he's written. We're going to be talking about the subject of terrorism. You know, that's the hot-button topic, folks. I've been watching the polls out there. Well, I happen to know that more people are concerned about jobs and how they're going to make ends meet next week or next month, and more concerned about border security than they are about anything else. But if you look at their polls, it reflects exactly the opposite. The fix is in again for the people that help create your opinions out there. I'm talking about mainstream media. And quite frankly, their information is not matching what's really going on. They're still in la-la land, and we're in the reality zone here. So, and tomorrow, this ought to be an interesting program. We're going to have one of the leaders of Mecha. That's right. That's even spoken at the University of Texas on tomorrow. But there's going to be a debate. There'll be another gentleman on with him that's followed this guy, and, well, quite frankly, he's going to nail him to the wall tomorrow. So that ought to be an interesting program. There's no guest scheduled today, and I know a lot of people want to call in and, you know, just say hi and whatever else. So we're gonna open up the phones today at 800-313-9443. Give you guys the opportunity to get back into the swing of things. I know I'm ready. Folks, the New World Order hasn't slept while I've been gone. That's for sure. I can grant you that. 800-313-9443. We'll kick this edition of the National Intel Report off right after these brief messages from the sponsors of this network, ladies and gentlemen, which we encourage you to support. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Since I have been off, I've been watching things, and folks, we know the globalists and the agenda. We know our corrupt system and the people that have kowtowed and sold us out for that. I'm speaking about CAFTA. I watched that pass. I got a phone call from an individual, I think this was Virginia, that one of the people that were due to vote, a congresswoman that was due to vote on CAFTA, she was en route, and she wasn't able to cast the vote, and it would have tied the vote. But, of course, her tally, her vote was not tallied, and, of course, CAFTA passed. Now, this is the next to the last stepping stone here for a free trade area of Americas, so they can mirror what they're doing in the European Union. And, of course, there was a lot of heavy-duty arm-twisting. Kent Snyder from the Liberty Committee did an article, a short article on this, and I'll get around to that, how they actually fixed this. But the real fight is going to come down to the free trade area of Americas. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, George Bush is not going to leave office before that is firmly in place and operational. Our good president, Mr. Bush. But at any rate, I being off here for a couple of weeks, I didn't know what planet I was on due to the amounts of medications and painkillers they were giving me. I mean, some of this stuff was, Demerol, ladies and gentlemen, I was getting by IV, morphine, I mean, you name it, This is the stuff that turns the brain to mush. Yeah, it stops the pain receptors from telling the brain that, yes, you're excruciating pain. That's the good part. The bad part is it turns your cranium into a bowl of mush. And after I got out of the hospital, I continued for a few days, about a week, on this other medication. And I went into the doctor and I said, look, I said, you got to get me some non-narcotic, non-brain-screwing stuff here. Because I'm a radio talk show host, I've got a job to do, and I need my brain in which to do it. So they adjusted one of these medications, folks, for the non-narcotic stuff out there. I would have been better off by doing heroin. I'm not kidding you. I might have run the risk of getting addicted to it, but some of this stuff, I mean, you want to talk pricey. One prescription was $75 alone. But suffice it to say, I did manage to get myself through that thing. With the help of my wife. And by the way, Sandra is off this week. Why? Well, because, quite frankly, folks, me being out of this place for a month put the onus on her. And she was working 12 hours a day. I mean, not having literally sometimes the time to take a potty break, okay? And then coming home to take care of me. Well, she's been taking care of me the whole time we've been together. And she is off. She's off for a week. Her cheese was sliding off her crackers. Like I said, I would tell her something, and 5 minutes later, she'd swear that I didn't say that. And I said, Sandra, it's time for a break. I had to break bones in order to take a break from this place. But I've had the opportunity, watching all of what's going on, as I mentioned, the New World Order crowd and their agenda for globalization, that has gone unabated. As a matter of fact, they've stepped up the timetable, and they're not even entertaining any arguments anymore. They're just pushing ahead full force with their agenda. But I had the opportunity to sit back and just reflect on the network, on the audience, the direction the country's going in. And it occurred to me that one of our individuals here, Ken, which recently joined the network, great guy. He worked with me at CSIN several years ago. That's when we had a storefront in South Austin. I used to do the radio program out of there. He's back on board. And he went up to one of these website programs, and you can check to see your online hits. Last month, we had over 4.5 million hits, almost 5 million hits to RBN Live. Now, be cautioned, because a lot of people will tell you, oh, I get millions of hits to my website. Well, you may get millions of hits to your website, but that doesn't necessarily reflect one individual coming up and clicking on your network. You know, I've got those numbers, and when I saw the actual numbers, I thought, let me see, we've been in operation here over a year. These numbers are disgusting. And you folks out there would remember when I would get on my high horse here and browbeat people about not calling into this network just to get a lousy bumper sticker to put it on their car. I didn't even ask them to talk to anybody, just to put a bumper sticker on their car to allow people the opportunity to come to us so they can get the same information you regular listeners have been getting out there for a long time. Now, not only by way of this network, but other programs that I've done on other networks and for the amount of years I've been around. And I was not a happy camper. I mean, this drove the message home that we've got a ton of people out there listening, but you're not necessarily being active. And I've said time and time and time and time again, you know, I have these people now calling the network. We want to be more solution-oriented, but I've got people that are pushing me real, real hard here. Going, okay, I've heard the problems. Where's your solutions? And they're putting the cart before the horse. In order to do what we need to do, we need a heck of a lot more people out there that have a good working knowledge as to what is really going on in this country. It is in the numbers. I will say that again. And I appreciate the fact that, yes, I myself and many other people out there that listen to these broadcasts, yeah, you've been around for a while. Yeah, you may get a little tired of hearing about the problem out there. But I guarantee you a new person is not going to be tired of hearing about the problems because this is all brand new to them. Probably for the first time in their lives, people are actually dealing with them as adult individuals and giving them the truth. Maybe for the very first time in their lives. So we got to keep this in mind. So, yes, we are working towards solutions, mind you, but I also see a big solution, and that is in the numbers. You know, even the fishies in the sea, folks, even God put in their little tiny brains that there is safety in numbers, and that the same thing applies here with what we're doing in this country. Okay, so keep that in mind, that you folks out there listening, and we're instituting some things on the network. In the future, I'm going to have less tolerance for those that are out there just acting as informational sponges and then doing nothing with it, not trying to contact anybody, not bringing anybody else to the network or the website or whatever. I am going to have zero or no tolerance for folks like that in the future. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean that. Because what we need, folks out there right now, you listeners, you're ambassadors of the truth. You listen to this network. Why do you listen? Well, you may like a talk show host. You may like the way they present information. You might like the depth of the information. But that's fine for you. But what about the guy standing next to you is, then to use the term, cold but stupid, that has never heard a radio program such as this, that nobody has ever taken the time to explain. And I understand before I get calls here going, well, my neighbor and blah, blah, blah. No. Please, no calls like that today. It's in the numbers, folks. If you got a neighbor who doesn't want to listen to you, you got the neighbor on the other side of them. Or you've got the guy at the local Stop and Rob where you're filling up your car. Or you're standing in line at the grocery. Or whatever the case may be. Folks, they can have the stinkers. We need the thinkers. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Danny in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, great show. About the border thing, another website, the person, it's according to this, get this right. The First Amendment of the Constitution gives the right to people to petition the government, to force the government to do something.
Right.
This has a website where you print the petition, you sign it and mail it. And then, of course, you get enough petitions, the government is forced to close the border. But it has a deal where they have work visas and vacation visas. And then a second petition to make our flag the only flag you can find in the USA.
Well, slow down here. You're covering a lot of stuff very quickly here. The second one is what?
To make a U.S. flag the only flag you can fly in the USA. It's not the snake flag or any other flag, but the U.S. flag.
Well, why would we want to do that?
Well, if you live in Houston, Texas, you see more Mexican flags than you do American flags.
Now, I don't want and I'm going to tell you something. I want the Lone Star flag flying above the United States flag.
Yeah, I would there, but it'll be a take what we can get, man, don't you think?
Well, no, because I'll tell you what, if you're driving a GM, I'm not going to send you to a Ford dealer to get your car fixed. I'm not saying that they can't fix your car, but they ain't going to know what they're doing.
We have another situation. They just started like Ducky Gettysburg all over. You know, take prisoners. I mean, they love to murder us. I don't think you must realize. But at least this petition thing, we can sign a petition to make them close the border.
Well,
website.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks, Dan. Thank you very much. Nikki in Texas. By the way, you want to join us on air today? I'm just going to take. It's going to be an open phone Monday, not an open phone Friday. It is Monday, the 1st of August. We're just going to take calls today and on whatever subject you'd like to bring up or whatever you'd like to talk about. 800-313-9443. Nikki in Texas. Hello, Nikki.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Been missing you.
Well, I've been missing me too.
I hope you find yourself soon.
Yeah, well, we've sat down and already had good conversations with ourselves. Yeah.
Reason for my call, excuse me, is I read the 9/11 Commission report to see what those jokers had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting read, and they sure do put together a lot of details. But I think we could find a smoking gun in there pretty easy due to the fact that everything they say in there is sourced.
Right.
They have a reference for every source of everything they say.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it would be pretty easy to verify these sources and get to the bottom of this fabrication.
You mean identify those liars that have been out there lying? I'll tell you what, hang on a second, Nikki. We'll have to take a break here, come back on the other side. You want to join us on air today? That's right, I'm live today, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
We are back. Do you have the gentleman on that just called, you said? Okay, he just called back in with the website, closethebordernow.com. And he made mention that, I guess, on this petition drive that, you know, to get rid of all those other flags, you know, the Gadsden flag or whatever the case may be. I've just recently heard that one of the largest flag manufacturers in the United States, you know what the number one selling state flag is? It's the Texas flag, believe it or not. And not all of these orders are coming from Texas. There's something about Texas that people inherently love in this country. So, at any rate, closethebordernow.com. And I'm on their site right now, and I'll be looking at it throughout the course of the program. But at any rate, Nikki in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Yeah.
I wish I had the time, and I hope somebody will. In the 9/11 Commissioner's report, they cite all kinds of air traffic recordings and with exact minutes and seconds of transmissions and sources, which looks to me like a good investigator wouldn't have much trouble digging into that stuff and uncovering all kinds of things they don't want us to find out.
And it's exactly what we've been doing, but unfortunately what you're talking about is a 9/11 Commission report where they have annotated all their sources.
Right.
And most of them are governmental. But the problem is that once that information is discovered, where does it go? Does it go through mainstream to Joe Schmo citizen out there in USA that thinks he knows what's going on? Absolutely not. And the only place that you've been hearing the other side of the story has been on networks such as these and right. on the Internet. But unfortunately, they've been doing a real good job of ignoring it all. I just a friend of mine, Wayne Mueller here, just brought me a video, a DVD called Loose Change. And I got to tell you something. I've seen a lot of 9/11 DVDs, a lot of 9/11 videos. This is an outstanding piece. And we're going to carry that here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get the people on air to put that thing together. It doesn't go in and push those emotional buttons about Democrats or Republicans or anything else. It stays out of that political mindset because I'm sure you've had the pleasure of this happening. You mention a political party or a member of a political party. All of a sudden, it pushes that button, and they just shut you down.
Yeah.
Well, this does not do that. This supersedes all that stuff, and it's an outstanding presentation of the facts that we have uncovered and the inconsistencies in their official story, and it's just an outstanding DVD, and you'll be hearing more about that in the future. I was impressed by that.
Yeah, I'd love to get that.
Yeah. Loose Change.
One of the things they say in this report is that they contacted a pilot of an unarmed cargo plane, a C-130H, and that he was following the plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon. And they have transmission, they claim, of the man saying, well, I don't need to follow it anymore. It just crashed into the Pentagon.
Hmm.
Now, they don't give his name, but it looks like it might be possible to dig that name up and get this feller either to expose himself or to verify what he said.
Well, and this Loose Change goes through a lot of that that type of information.
Oh, good.
Oh,
I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, it definitely does. Hey, I thank you for your call. Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah, welcome back.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm glad you don't know how glad I am being back. Folks, have you ever heard anybody having a motorcycle accident? And the bike that he's riding, well, he's no longer on, but the bike doesn't fall over. No, my bike didn't have training wheels on it. I think it was God's way of saying, hey, you're getting a little fast and loose out there, kid. I'm going to smack you around. And just to let you know it was me, I'm not even going to let your bike fall over. I'm going to perform a little miracle. Have you ever in your life, folks, ever heard of anybody having a motorcycle accident where either the bike was destroyed or went sliding down the highway and is, well, you basically have a basket case and you pick up the little pieces and you take it home. I'll tell you what happened to the motorcycle. It has a bent-up fender. The stop on the fork that prevented the handlebars from slapping on a tank, I snapped one of those off, and the control group on the left-hand side actually came into the tank and dented it, and I think I broke a turn signal or two, and that was it. And I went a-flying. And for 2 days, my wife was telling me, you know, I wish I could be as congenial as you are, because even when you were getting sewed up and you were talking to the doctors and talking to cops and this, that, and the other, you were very, very nice. I looked at her and I smiled and I said, honey, I didn't have any recollection until 2 days later where it occurred to me while I was watching something on TV lying down 2 days later that, wait a minute, where am I? And I've also, maybe I shouldn't say this, but hey, the diet plan, there's a great diet plan out there, but I don't suggest you follow it. I've managed to lose 30 pounds in about 4 weeks. I am down to the weight that I was when I went into the U.S. Army. Right on the nose, I weighed myself this morning, 165 pounds. I was pushing 195. I am now down to my fighting weight when I was 18 years old. And you know what, folks? I'm going to keep that weight off because it sure wasn't making me feel good. But I don't suggest you follow my diet plan. You find yourself on another planet for a couple of weeks, and, well, I had the luxury of returning home, and here we are. We'll take the break, come back with more of your calls. 800-313-9443. No, folks, this ain't Memorex. This is me live today, the first day of August 2005 on the National Intel Report. I'm back. And we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
How much fun is this, folks? Coming back from the precipice of death to be back on the air. And this has been record time. I got to tell you something. The extent of the injuries. You guys ever banged up a rib out there? Ever cracked a rib? A rib? Try having 8 broken ones on one side. Breaking your clavicle. Your scapula, that's right, that's the thing on your back there, having a hole in your head and just having all these fun things. And people are amazed. People have been around the sports industry for a number of years, have seen their million-dollar babies banged up, blown out knees, ankles, broken arms, clavicles, whatever. I'm literally healing like a 20-year-old, and I'm 52 years of age. Here I am back after all that and back on the air. In less than 5 weeks. I was actually in the office working last week. So your prayers, thank you very much. I know that had a lot to do with it. Your prayers, and by the way, Cocoon GH, I've been taking that, which has really, really helped, along with my other products that we've advertised in the past on this network. Ageless, that's another source of of good stuff, and also Be Alive. Remember those folks used to sponsor on this network? Yes, I've been doing those things, and, well, I'm living proof, folks. You can be 52 years old and heal like a 20-year-old. But I know God had a hand in that also. Let's go back to the phones. John in Louisiana. Hello, John.
Yes, you're tough, man. Yeah, you're tough. Well, Godspeed. I hope you have a speedy recovery.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. From now on, you're going to wear that safety belt, huh?
Not on a motorcycle.
Well, it would have kept you on board, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but like I said, how many times have you ever heard anybody having a bike accident where the bike doesn't fall over? That would have helped if I would have had an airbag and a seatbelt. But how many times you hear somebody having a bike accident and the bike not falling over, but the person does?
Right, yeah. Has the government ever disclosed who is the person who's responsible for these horrible, deceptively named Patriot bills that we've suffered through two or three of them now?
We have the names, and they have been duly recorded.
Is the public generally aware of them?
No. The one guy, his name escapes me right now. He was from Vietnam.
You want me to air it a little bit?
Go ahead.
Now, in the older days, people who wrote these laws were considered to be wise, and they achieved their wisdom from age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this cat who's written...
Did you say age or AIDS?
Age.
Okay.
This cat is 34 years old.
Right.
And he certainly doesn't have the wisdom of age. And there's something very strange about it. Yes,
well,
you're quite right. His name is Viet Dinh, D-I-N-H.
Correct, yes.
He came here on a boat from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
He picked peas and fruit as a child. He flipped hamburgers as an adolescent, and he went from there to Harvard University, and he's just gone up, up, and up since then.
Well, I hope he doesn't take a slow boat ride back to Vietnam, because, quite frankly, when we get things under control in this country, these are going to be one of the people that are going to be on trial for treason in this country. So I hope he doesn't go anywhere. Welcome to the good old U.S. of A.
What I'm wondering now is since he was not a prodigy, apparently not a prodigy, he's had some exceptional nurturing, some grooming.
Absolutely.
Very much like Kondo.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them have the similarity that they have had a meteoric rise.
Well, the same way with Colin Powell. Colin Powell, his first task and his name first appeared over the My Lai massacre. Remember that
well,
case?
He did a cover-up job.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And he ascended the ranks because he was a good, you know, he was a good step in fetching.
Well,
you know, he did what was required of him.
According to my reading, people say that there's somewhere between several million and 10 million or so people who've been under mind control in this country. Is it possible that Mr. Viet has been under that treatment as well as Kondo?
You know, I've heard these arguments before, and I see mind control going on all the time. I talk to people who have been mind controlled, and they've never been the recipient of a government experiment. They have never been in any clinical trials where they've been injected with whatever. There's no implants in their brains. What I see as the biggest propaganda machine is probably the most powerful media that man ever created, and that was television.
Of course, of course.
And that is...
And that accounts for countless millions.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other ones I see that are trained to think a certain way have gone to university. And after that, they're selected. This is kind of like what the CIA used to do. Their big recruiting was out of universities out of Florida. And you take somebody that's young, relatively inexperienced, but really smart. You can capture a mind such as that and turn them for your own use.
In a controlled environment.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what the governmental agencies are right now. They're extremely controlled environments. As a matter of fact, they even suggest that you, well, intermarry within your own organization, or you make sure that somebody's in the military or at least on the federal payroll if you want to take a wife or a husband. That way you keep all the garbage, in, I guess, in one bin.
I don't know. I haven't read any statements from this guy, and I don't listen to political talk on the shortwave, and I don't look at television.
Right.
But in the case of Kondo, I've read her statements, and I'm impressed in this way, that if Madeleine Halfright was a lightweight, Condoleezza Rice is a featherweight. You know, she's a butterfly weight. She has never made an utterance that I've read that indicates any I would say ordinary intelligence, or I don't think she has it in her.
She's a heck of a piano player, I've heard, though.
Well, the story I've read is that she went to entered Colorado University to become a concert pianist, and they laughed at her. And she whined about her low SAT numbers, and then she suddenly became converted by Madam Halfbright's father to become a political science student, and she's gone up and away since then.
Right.
And, of course, she was nurtured and groomed just for the job.
And I don't think anybody can dispute that she is a very intelligent woman.
I do.
You do?
Pardon me.
You do?
If she was intelligent, she would make intelligent utterances. She has not made intelligent utterances yet.
Well, okay, but how do you make an intelligent utterance when your whole line is a lie? I mean,
that would then you have to assume then that she's programmed.
No, I would have to assume that she's following what her bosses are telling her what to do. You know, programming does not necessarily mean, as I stated, that that you're drug into the back room and beat for 6 months and fed drugs and, you know, having implants. There's a lot of people out there that would sell their mothers or fathers for just another rung up that corporate ladder or whatever the case may be.
But if you've been through the process, the mill of mind control, you are programmed.
Well,
I think that both she and Mr. Viet are both mind control people.
John, and I'll be honest with you, unless I can have the person standing there going, yes, I was the one that did the programming, I would have a tendency to go with my earlier statements about what I said already.
Something would have to explain the meteoric rise.
I can understand your reasoning and your thoughts.
Neither one of them were prodigies.
Right. All right. Hey, John, thanks.
Yeah, good luck.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. Joe in Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Hello?
Hi.
I didn't hear the click. I normally hear a click when I go on the air.
No, we got good equipment here.
Glad you're back.
Thank you.
I am a new listener. As you know, I'm the visually impaired person. I'm going to send you a little donation. I don't have much.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know. A lot of people don't realize. The people that have it don't want to give. I have mixed feelings. First, can I ask you a question about your website? Then I want to ask you a few other questions.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm starting to download the shows, and I see where you moved. I only use the arrow keys, and the screen readers aren't that good, but they're better than nothing.
Right.
And it says a host, John Stadtmiller, and stuff like that. Now, Coast to Coast does it differently. They have a more, and they have a page for each show.
Right.
I'm just throwing this out as a suggestion for people that are blind. Is there any way you could have it set up so you have something like that? Because it's nice to be able to put a recap file and then Coast to Coast, I'll open the recap.
Joe, I would love to accommodate your wishes, and I would institute that tomorrow, except for one fact.
What?
It takes manpower and it takes time.
Okay.
Which our people here are maximized.
Yeah. The reason why I'm asking is so that I can have a little, just a quick synopsis. Is I'm just putting all the shows in one folder, and God knows, you know what I mean? Like Stadtmiller 6, Monday, you know what I mean? It doesn't, I don't know how to do the recap.
Right. No, and I appreciate and I understand what you're saying.
I just have a bunch of shows. I won't know, you know what I mean? They're just there.
Right. Yeah, and I understand and appreciate, and we're not necessarily what you would call
user-friendly. I know, but yeah. It is easy to save them. It does have the save, you know, and so forth and so on. Yeah,
right.
That. I just hope someday that maybe someone could give you a button checker. You could do that because it would be nice to have, you know.
Hey, absolutely, because there's a lot of people out there that are visually impaired that I would just love for them to have that opportunity.
Yeah, besides, let me go back to hours three on January 10th. Oh, yeah, John, that's my favorite show. I can do that with Coast to Coast. You know, I can go, I'll go into Notepad and put Coast to Coast recap July 1st, 2005, and then I'll save it as, and then the MP3s will download, and I'll go in and select all the text I want and put it in the recap. It's a hassle, but it's not as bad once you get used to it.
Right.
I'd love to do that, even if yours is real simple.
Right.
I mean, but that's it. Now, what do you think of national health care? And I talked to someone else.
National health care?
Yes.
It's the suicide to good medicine.
Well, I talked to someone else, and you may or may not agree with me. It's always good to have a different opinion. As you know, some of us are in a situation like mine who've been abandoned, parents dependent on the state. And I'm only saying this is because if you were brought up in my position, you would you know, I agree with you, people should put their differences aside and help one another.
Right.
It seems to be that the humans are just so greedy, they're not going to.
No, let me stop you, Joe, because I disagree with that. Even in bad economic times, such as we're in right now,
okay,
the amount of people that give money to organizations that do good works, not saying that all of that money that they donate goes for that cause, but we, even in bad times, we're still a generous country. There's a lot of people out there that are being forced, what I call, into the greed factor, because more and more stuff is being taken off their plate, and they're desperately trying to protect what they have left, and that will bring out some of the worst attributes of human beings you can ever imagine.
The reason I asked, John, is because I come from the family which just sit back and did nothing, and it's the way a lot of people are. But another lady said to me, I would support some of the government programs if they were meant for what they really are used to be. Like, I'm lucky I'm on Medicare and Medicaid. That doesn't do much. But if I didn't have that, I know a friend that doesn't have it, and he needs surgery. He has a damaged disc, and they won't give him surgery. You see what I mean?
No, I understand. And there was, look, there was a lot.
What does one do in a situation like this?
Well, under the current system, there is nothing to do because the system itself is broke. And I understand and appreciate that a lot of people are still on Medicare, Medicaid.
Yeah.
People are getting their Social Security checks. And quite frankly, they would die next month if they didn't have them because they wouldn't be able to eat.
Right.
But what this has all done is it's drawn people into the system that they're going to protect you from cradle to grave. Now, before this, before we had a welfare state, before we had a welfare system, before we had Medicare, Medicaid, there were organizations, there were church organizations, there were city organizations.
John, I went to them, and they say, we can't do anything. They're busy helping the aliens, and they're all tapped out.
Well, but you know, let's keep this conversation reasonable,
okay,
Joe, and let's not, you know, let's stay on track.
Okay.
Because, you know, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are helping the illegal aliens right now when they should be helping people that are born in this country.
Like me and others.
Like you and others. So let's not throw those caveats in there because, quite frankly, they don't belong there. And the people that are out there for supposed humanitarian reasons helping these poor illegals, look, there are many other ways in which we could help Mexico if Mexico wanted to help its own people. They're not interested in doing that.
No, they just want to take from us, and they're so corrupt.
Well, absolutely. I mean, wait till you hear the program. Wait till you hear the program tomorrow. We're going to bring up one of these Mecha guys.
Well,
and we're going to hear what he has to say.
What did you say? Organizations. In other words, if we straighten out this whole thing, we would have to get some sort of system where everybody's getting paid.
First of all, you wouldn't have your government, both federal and state, emptying the pockets of everybody out there.
Okay.
People would have more disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, they'd have more money.
Okay.
Second of which, we don't need the federal government. If we read the Constitution, they're not supposed to be involved in retirement benefits. They're not supposed to be involved in health care benefits. They're not supposed to be involved in that at all. If anything, that should be left up to the state and then broken down from there.
Do you think people are that capable if it was?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They were. Look, Joe.
More faith than
Joe.
I do.
Joe. Well, you haven't lived the entire span of this country's life, neither have I, but we have it on pretty good authority that we did okay before we had these programs in place. People were more, people were more self-sufficient. People, when there was a need to get something done, they banded together and they did it for themselves. It did not rely on bureaucrats or governmental agency in which to do it. Okay?
Let me ask you another question. Let me play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
I have someone I know who gets their cable bill, and they can't read it like I can.
Right.
Some of the companies are very nice, or their phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
One girl wouldn't help the person out, even though they could, because they didn't have to. So she had to call the disability such and such, and they had to complain.
Right.
This is what scares me, John. You know, if people aren't going to do this, then there's going to be intervention, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah, I was just going to say, be careful, Joe. You just may get what you're asking for.
I know. Okay, well, what do you say? How do you answer that question on that? I don't have to do it, sir. Too bad.
Well, that comes down to individuals, what they are, what kind of character they have, and the capacity to help others. You know, and suffice it to say, if it's not a company policy in which the company they're working for, I mean, they very well may not be required to do so, and their employers may frown on an exercise or a service that one of their employees is giving, even though it's from the heart. They may discourage it because it affects their business and bottom line. Look, we are in a mix and a real fix in this country right now. And until such time that we start getting back on the right track, and once again being ethically and morally sound, forget financially sound, but until we get back to those centers and those roots in this country, things are only going to get worse. You're going to have less money in which to deal with, and you're going to have people that are going to be less willing to deal with each other as human beings.
I bring up one more point, then let go. It's like some of the websites, they're not as accessible to blind. Now, they used to be a couple of years ago. I think some websites, all text or something like that. Some you can't even read. I know in Europe, in England, even though I don't like what's going on over there, I think they went too far. No guns, no this. But they say they have it mandatory that if the website is there, it has to be made accessible to blind people. Mm-hmm. People say to me, we don't have to do it too bad. See, that's what scares me about people.
Well, the Disabilities Act, a lot of people saw that as being a positive thing. And, you know, in a lot of regards...
Did you?
Initially, no. Because, and again...
Now? Yeah.
I still don't have the vote of confidence for it. And that's unfortunate because anytime that you have the great nanny step in, I guarantee you they'll find a way to screw it up.
But it was only done, I guess, because out of desperation. See, that's what scares me, John.
Yeah,
what do you
I understand. Hey, Joe, I got to let you go. Keep listening and call back in. We've got to resume the program. Donna, Thomas, John, and others. We'll get to all your calls after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Folks, 800-313-9443. You want to opine, get on air, say hi, goodbye, whatever the case may be. We are here. It's the first day of August, And we are live in studio. It's been a while since I've been behind this microphone. At any rate, the network is on a pledge drive. And this is necessary, ladies and gentlemen. My hiatus out of the network, bringing new people on and not being able to be in here with them to maximize their talents, was a setback. Of course, our satellite company out there, if you're listening via the satellite out there today, now you're aware that the analog birds are going down by the end of the year, but most companies that are offering that service are terminating early. In respect to us, I got a letter a week ago Monday from our fine folks that supplied our analog service to tell me a couple of different things. One, we goofed up and we have not been billing you for satellite since last November. That's right, November of 2004. And in a situation such as that, I did not catch it because Sandra is the one that does the accounts receivable and payable. She doesn't get a bill. She doesn't ask any questions. And I assumed that she was paying the bill monthly. And that was a bad assumption, but I don't normally have to check on businesses to make sure that they're doing their billing properly every month. But at any rate, it was services rendered, and we thank the Stars Encore Group people out there for providing our service for us, and they've done a good job, except for that guy in the billing department that fell down on the job. But they wrote a letter to inform me that that they hadn't billed us since last November, and your bills will be coming. And if you don't make arrangements on this, that would be cutting you off at the end of July, which they have not done, much to their credit. And thank you, guys. We appreciate it. I know you're out there listening to us right now. But there was also another piece of bad news in that communique, and that is, well, we're dropping your service across the board, not just to you, to everybody that is subscribed to the Stars Encore Group. We're dropping that analog satellite service at the end of August. So that leaves us exactly 30 days. We know what direction we're going to go. We're going to go with the KU band, and that's an interim, folks. We're going to be adding other things to the network, okay, in which to make our voice and our programming available to just about anybody out there. But we're on a pledge drive this month, and it is absolutely imperative and necessary that you partake in this. Now, we're not talking to the $5 and $10 people out there. We appreciate you, and you have been instrumental in helping us each and every month, and we appreciate you. Please, I am not slamming you here. I am just appealing to those folks out there that can have the capability to do more, that please step up to the plate and take your best swing for the fences right now, because we need your help. Now, there's a couple different ways you can do this. Where are my numbers on the screen there, Mr. Producer? There they are. If you would like to call us, and we can take MasterCard and Visa via the telephone. If you've got a credit card and got a little bit of room on it, you can call 800-724-2719 is the office number. You'll be talking to a lady, a very fine lady. Her name is Liz. She is sitting in this week for my overworked wife, Sandra. She'll be back next Monday. And keep in mind that the person you'll be talking to, she had a tragedy in her own life. A month or so ago, she lost her young teenage son in a very horrible traffic accident. So here's a woman that's dedicating her spare time coming into this network, filling in for my wife. Now that's the kind of people that I just love to have around me. You can call us 800-724-2719. Make that large donation today. Or just simply mail us at RBN 1015 South Mays, that's MAYS, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Check money order, FRNs wrapped in foil, we don't care. Or go to the website, rbnlive.com, top right hand of the front page. There's a donation button on there for PayPal. Take advantage of it. We'll be right back with your calls.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.